I don't think I could do this if I wasn't having fun. And I think music is too special for it just to be just something ho-hum. You know, the notes and the rhythms and the harmonies that go out in the world, man, can change people. And so you have to, you know, and so if you're approaching it with a ho-hum attitude, the music is going to come out ho-hum. And so first and foremost, I enjoy playing. And so if I can't have fun at the piano myself, and how is the rhythm section or the other band members going to enjoy? And then ultimately the audience. So, you know, you go through the rigors of travel and getting from place to place. That might be the job. But when we hit the bandstand, oh, it's party time. It's party time. We're here conversing with each other. You can go, the great magic is that I could go to a land where I do not know the language. But somehow, when you sit down and play, where words stop, music picks up. And sometimes music can really bridge some gaps. And, you know,
sure,
people may not be able to tell you that they enjoyed it, but you see the joy and the enthusiasm off their faces. And so it's worth it, man. It's worth going through all of the rigors of travel and all just to be able to hopefully make a difference in somebody's life, you know.
Wow, it must be quite a sense of pride for you to be a faculty member at the historic Howard.
Oh man, it's yeah. Incredible. It's incredible. I tell the kids, you know, y'all better learn all you can. If not, I'm gonna learn it for you, because you know, just walking the halls is an education for me. Talking to some of the great faculty members and, you know, hearing their insight on things, it's like, wow, okay. And so it's not an environment where, you know, everybody's like, check me out. It's like,
we're
all working together because we want to equip students to get out here and make a difference in music, you know, writing, performing. We want to send out complete musicians, you know, not only being able to perform, but being able to write and arrange and, you know, so that they have longevity. Because in a lot of times, you know, here in music, like people, a lot of times folks don't take it seriously. Oh, you're a musician. Oh, so, well, what's your real job? No.
Right.
This is what I do. This is what I do. And so if I'm out performing, but then I'm still writing, okay, yes, I'm arranging. And it all, the idea is that, well, I am 50-something years old. Let's see, how old am I? I got to actually count. I don't know. No, I'm 53 right now, I believe. Yeah, 53. 30 years from now, I still want to be fresh.
Of course. And
you know, and so as long, you know, and be able to have tools not only to continually go forth. So as the new generation comes up with their things, like, oh, so that's where they're approaching it from. Okay, mm-hmm. You keep moving. So if we can encourage the younger musician to really be complete and know a lot about the process of making music, the process and the creativity of making music, they'll have a long, fruitful career, I believe.